The story we'll be looking at, you'll find in Luke 17, verses 11 to 17.
Now, Luke 17:11 to 19, 10 healed of leprosy. Now on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee. As he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and called out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." When he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests," and as they went, they were cleansed. One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice. He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him, and he was Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Rise and go, your faith has made you well."
Thank you. So that's the story we're looking at, and it's entitled on here, yeah, The Healing, 10 Healed of Leprosy. It's quite a short reading, but there's a lot in it. When I was looking at it and felt led to bring that this morning, what seems to be quite a short reading, when you start breaking it down, there's so much in it that is going on and happening. So our first picture here is showing Jesus travelling along the border of Samaria on his way to Jerusalem. Now, the reason he was travelling along the border of Samaria is because he wasn't actually really going to be well liked in Samaria. And now, if you have a look at, if you want to have a look, there was great opposition to Jews in Samaria. The Samaritans didn't like Jews particularly, and there was a lot of animosity between the two groups. So it would have been quicker for Jesus, as he's travelling to Jerusalem, to go through Samaria, but it wasn't going to be safe for him. And if you look, and I'll just read a little bit in Luke 9, where as the time approached for him to be taken up to heaven, Jesus resolutely set out for Jerusalem. He sent a messenger to go ahead. They went into a Samaritan village to get things ready for him, but the people there did not welcome him because he was heading into Jerusalem. So Jesus was taking a long route round, and this is where he ended up going through Jericho, that I mentioned later when he met Zacchaeus at the tree. So it would have been easier to go, I haven't got a map up there of it, but he was going round Samaria and then across to Jerusalem, when it would have been easier to go that way, but he didn't. So as he was approaching the village, I'm trying to give you some impression of what it would have been like for Jesus to go through into Samaria. Anybody like football here? There's a few. Right. I come from the northeast, and if you are a Sunderland fan, the last thing... Was that a comment there, Lorna? The last thing that you would want to do wearing your Sunderland shirt would be to walk through the centre of Newcastle. It wouldn't go down too well. You would be, certainly things would be said, and you wouldn't be made to feel that welcome. And vice versa. You wouldn't wear your Newcastle shirt to walk through the middle of Sunderland. And it's even worse if there was a football match going on between the two. So that's why there would be a lot of police escorts to make sure no trouble would kick off. And even when I've done the Great North Run before, it's not quite as bad, because the people wearing Sunderland shirts running through the middle of Newcastle are running for charity, so they looked upon a little bit more favourably, and they're only squirted with water from hose pipes as they run past with their football shirts on. And somebody, I think, had a few orange skins thrown at them when I was doing it one year. So that was quite mild for them. So it puts into a little bit of context of as to why Jesus was taking this long route round, which is shown in our first picture here. So he's travelling along. He is approaching a village where he is met by, or not met, by 10 people with leprosy. Now, as a matter of interest, does anybody know what leprosy is? It's a disease that isn't very common nowadays, but it's a sort of bacterial infectious disease. And I've got a picture where we had a look, and it can, it's not a very nice disease. It can leave scarring and it can leave deformities with hands, and it's not very nice, but it is very, very infectious and was quite common in Jesus's time. So what was done to ensure that people who had the leprosy infection that could infect anybody at all ages, they used to, the priests used to check them, and if they were found that they had blemishes that looked like that, they were ostracized out of the village and out of the area. They weren't allowed to go in to the synagogues, they weren't allowed to meet with people, and what they had to do, and I'll have a volunteer here for this if possible, can I be really mean, and can I pick on Neve, please? It's either that or Matt. Well done. Now, you weren't allowed to wear nice clothes. You had to not cut your hair or grow a beard. Well, you're doing that already, Matt, so that's okay. You were supposed to look in scruffy rag-type clothes. Actually, if you go over there a bit. I was going to say, before you make a comment, that I've got some rags for you to wear. So I thought I'd give you that before you comment on that being a rag. But you can put on the Middlesbrough shirt if you want.
Are these Neve's clothes?
These are Neve's clothes. I would class these rags, Neve called them fashionable. Can you get in then?
Probably not.
I'll give it a go. As best you can. There we go, that'll do. And there you go, there's a top of Neve's you can wear to go with the Middlesbrough shirt.
What? What is it?
It's a rag. You've just got to find some way. That'll do. That'll do. And then you need to wrap your face in that and your head, leaving only your eyes visible. Okay? There we go. That's good. You look like Mary, actually. Right. The other thing that you had to do is you weren't allowed to stand here. You had to go out. So without being too rude, out you go. Thank you. There we go. That's really bad. I've sent a member of the congregation out. There we go. He would not be allowed to come anywhere near us. And if he did come near us, he would have to shout, unclean. So do you want to start moving forward and shout unclean? Right. Now, if he got any closer to us and was shouting unclean, we would either all move away. That sounds really rude, doesn't it? So Matt's coming in. We'd all move to the other end of the church, or we would make sure that he wouldn't get any closer with his very infectious leprosy. So being suffering from leprosy in those days was very harsh. You were cut off from your family, you're out of society, and you were chucked out to fend for yourself. So you can come back in, Matt, now and put your normal clothes on. Not that they really make much difference. Oh, so have I been mean? I'm sorry. Given a chance, I'd wear shorts and t-shirt this morning. You can keep that one if you want. Thank you. Give him a round of applause. You can have your clothes back now, Niamh. So life was tough if you suffered from leprosy. It was not easy. You were cut off from everybody and everything you'd ever known. Which is why they did tend to gather together in groups. And which is why you then have the 10 leprosies together. For A, I suppose, a bit of mutual support, and B, to help scavenge what they could. Now, as Jesus has been following, and we'd look at what we looked at before with Zacchaeus, and we looked at last month, Jesus in the boat calming the storm. The common factor on all those things is there was a big crowd following Jesus. People had heard the wondrous things Jesus had done and the amazing things he'd been teaching, and this crowd wanted to see him, hear him, and if they had illnesses, to be healed by him. So with all this going on, there's a good chance that these 10 people with leprosy would have heard about Jesus. The problem is, how do they get close to him? Because they're not allowed. As soon as they get close, they would have to shout unclean and would be ushered away and people would move away. So they cry out to Jesus for mercy. As it says in Luke 17, as they're going into the village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance and cried out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he had great pity. He didn't need to touch them. He didn't need to rest his hands upon them in that way. He didn't need to get up close to them. His instruction was, when he saw them, he said, "Go, show yourselves to the priests." And they went, and they were cleansed. So it's a simple instruction that Jesus calls out to them to do. And that was to go and show themselves to the priests. There's a lot of significance in that, in the fact that because they were ostracized from society, ostracized from the synagogue, they had to go and show themselves to the priest. And if you turn to, or if you have a look when you have time, in Leviticus 14, there is a procedure for ceremonial cleaning. So if a person has fought off the leprosy condition and the disease, it's a long list of things that they need to go through and do to be cleansed and to be allowed back in to society. So if you have a look, at Leviticus 14 and it will go through. But the interesting thing is when you read all that, all the things that they have to do for the ceremonial cleaning points to Jesus, sacrifice and death on the cross for our sins. So when you get a chance to have a look, go and have a read of it. Because it puts this whole story of what Jesus said to those 10 people with leprosy into context as to why he said to them, go and see the priests. So they did, and they were cleansed and they were healed. But the only one who came back and who returned was the one who the reading says was from Samaria. Only one returned. And Jesus does make the comment. Jesus asked, were not all 10 cleansed? Where are the other 9? Was no one found to return to give praise to God except this foreigner? So only one returned. If you have a look at Leviticus 14, the whole ceremony takes a long period of time. So when you read it, have a look at it. So for this man to come back and come before Jesus, the wondrous thing with this story now is he can approach Jesus. He can come to Jesus. Not only has he been physically healed and been made right with society again, that he can join in, he can come and live with his family, he can come and be part of society, he now is in a position where he can come close to Jesus and to be blessed by Jesus. Now we know Jesus healed all 10, but only this one came back. And it wouldn't have been necessarily easy because the ceremony took a long while to go through. So Jesus would have moved on. So this man then had to try and find where Jesus would be. The others just disappeared and went back. But he didn't. He came back for not only physical cleansing and healing, but he came back to have spiritual healing through Jesus. And Jesus makes the comment that the only one who came back was a Samaritan. They're the Jews who you would have anticipated to come back and say thank you. They didn't. They disappeared. They had the physical healing, but they didn't have that spiritual healing. This one man was saved physically, but also saved spiritually as well. And that's the thing for us to take from this story, that Jesus made the comment to this man, the fact that he'd come back, that his faith had made him well. And that was one of the things. He knew that if he put his trust in Jesus and followed Jesus' simple instruction of to go and see the priests, he was going to be healed. And he was healed. But he came back to say thank you and to praise God. And this picture is very good, the fact that he's on his knees in front of Jesus. He's humbling himself in front of Jesus. And yet Jesus tells him to get up. Your faith has made you well. So the simple lesson I think we can learn from this story is A, to put our trust and faith in Jesus. A, to follow whatever simple instructions that we think we hear from Jesus, is to follow them, but to say thank you for Jesus for the blessings he's given us. 10 men had the physical healing, but 9 men, sorry, had the physical healing and missed out on that spiritual healing through Jesus. This one man had both, was able to praise God and worship God for what had happened to him, the blessings he'd received from being out, ostracized and out of society to now being accepted in, but also accepted by Jesus, God's Son. And that's something, if we don't know Jesus in our lives, we may think that we are getting on all right, that sometimes life has its hard ups and downs, but we get through, we do okay. But through Jesus, we can not only know that we have somebody who is physically looking after us, but is also there for our spiritual well-being and our spiritual health, and wants to make that change in our lives and wants us to follow him and receive that fullness that only Jesus can give. So in the coming week, in whatever we're doing, help us to say thank you to Jesus. Say thank you for all the blessings he's given us. And if we don't know him, an opportunity there to say, Jesus, help me to know you and to say thank you for all that you've given me and all the blessings that we have had through Jesus. So yeah, have a look at Leviticus when you get a chance, because that does help with this story. And thank you this morning. And whatever you do, let us just sometimes be thankful to God, but also be thankful to one another, and to say thank you to one another in whatever people do to help us in whatever way. It's always nice to say thank you. It's nice to be appreciated in whatever we say or do. And that doesn't happen enough in this world. I don't think people often enough say thank you to one another, and that can make a big difference to people. So before we move into our closing song, let us have a chance just to pray.